I remember a story one time. I wasn't the one that prayed for this person, but this woman was sick. And the Lord told her to fast and pray for 12 days and He would heal her. And she said, "Lord, I can't possibly go 12 days without food." So she wouldn't. She continued to eat and she continued to be sick. Well, she got so sick that she came to this point. She lost her appetite and did not care even for the most delicious food. So she stopped eating. People came by, friends every day, walk up to her and pray for her. "Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus." Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Friends came by every day. But the 12th day, a friend came in and said, "You know, we want to pray for you one more time. Be healed in the name of Jesus." And bam, she was instantly healed. Somebody said, "Wow, what a man of faith that just prayed hand." No, all of them had faith. God told her to fast for 12 days and He'd heal her. Now, she wouldn't do it. She was disobedient. And so He said, "Okay, I'll fix you where you can't eat, where you won't even want the most delicate foods. And therefore, after you fasted for 12 days, then I will be able to heal you." Does He want to heal us? Amen. Are we disobedient? Amen. In so many ways. But He fixed her where she had to be on a fast. Whenever He puts you where you lose your appetite and do not even care for the most delicious food, you're just drying up. You don't want nothing to eat. But God told her, "Fast for 12 days and I will heal you." But some people, you tell them that, "I ain't going to fast for 12 days. That's just like this couple came by here the other day from Houston. And I really, they're a lovely couple. They said, "Thurman, we've been listening to your fasting tapes. We're going to do that." I said, "Okay, great, great." I thought, "You listen to the tapes?" "Yeah." "Okay." Well, they came back two or three Sundays later because he's a truck driver and he don't come by here very often. But anyway, a few weeks later, he came back and he said, "We tried to fast, and it didn't work." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, we went to bed Saturday evening. I ate late because I knew we were going to fast Sunday, Monday, you know, Tuesday." He said, "I woke up Sunday morning, and I'm hungry. But," he said, "by noon, I'm almost passing out. But," he said, "by the evening at 6 o'clock, I'm screaming, I got to have something to eat." His wife said, "I had to feed him." But she said, "I wasn't arguing much because I was almost that hungry myself." I said, "You all don't make very good fasting partners. You know it?" I said, "Did you ask the Lord to take away your hunger pain?" "Well, no." I said, "I thought you listened to the tapes." I guess we didn't hear that. I said, "Well, don't ever go on a fast until you tell your body, I'm fixing to fast." Speak to your body. The spirit, your spirit, speaks to your body. Say, "Body, next Sunday, we're going to go on a fast. We're going to go on a 3-day fast. So I ain't going to feed you. I'm only going to give you water. Now, I'm going to pray a whole lot, and I'm going to read the Word a whole lot, but I am not going to give you anything to eat. And, Lord, I ask you to take away my hunger pains in the name of Jesus." Now, what did the Lord say you could ask for? Amen. So, see, we don't believe Him, do we? We really don't. Oh, they didn't get that. Well, a few weeks later, they come by, and he said, "Man, did that work?" He said, "We both agreed and prayed and asked the Lord to take away our hunger pains. Got up, I think, Sunday morning. Went all day Sunday. I didn't have a hunger pain. All day Monday. All day Tuesday." He said, 3 days, piece of cake. Didn't have a single hunger pain. He said, "Then when I woke up Wednesday morning," he said, "I was starving." See, he only asked the Lord to take away his hunger for 3 days. Right? He said, the Lord did it. He said, we made 3 days with no problem. Isn't it amazing what God can do when you ask Him for help? Look what happens after He takes away your desire for these foods. He said, then you waste away to skin and bones. Now, if you've been to as many hospitals and prayed for as many people as I have, you see lots of people like that. I mean, you can see somebody that here they are one day, a great big old healthy guy like me or you, got meat on their bones, you know, I mean, healthy, you know, good body, strong, and maybe some of us are even a little overweight. Got really plenty of tissue on us, you know. But after you go through this, you go in there and they say, "Well, I weighed 225, but I'm down to 80 pounds. Have you seen people like that? I have. In fact, when I went to Corpus Christi years ago and prayed for Judy, a beautiful lady. I could tell she had been a beautiful lady. Now she weighs about 80 pounds. I mean, little Baptist woman, breast cancer. Had it for 2 years. On her deathbed, going to die. Doctors told her on Thursday, it's all over. Within a week, you'll be gone. How would you like to have a diagnosis like that? 53 or 4 or 5 year old woman. So she called a friend of hers up here in Justin and told her goodbye. But this lady happened to be in my Sunday school class. She called me and said, Thurman, I sit in your class every Sunday. I listen to you talk about the power of God's Word and the miracles you see God do. She said, if my husband and I buy you a ticket, will you fly to Corpus Christi Saturday morning and pray for this friend of mine? I said, sure, no problem. I get up 5 o'clock. Now, this is when you find out, you know, what you're made out of. You don't even know this woman. And you're going to get up at 5 o'clock and drive to DFW and catch an airplane and go to Houston, change planes an hour and a half later, fly on over to Corpus and get there at 10:20 in the morning and have some guy pick you up you ain't never seen in your life, go over to their house and sit there with them for 5 hours and teach them the Word of God. And then it comes time for you to leave and you look at the clock and say, oh, ma'am, I've been here 5 hours with y'all teaching you the Word and I've got an airplane to catch and I really need to be on it. Have you heard enough of God's Word to be healed? And this little Baptist woman, 80 pounds, looks over at me with fire in her eyes. She said, you come over here and cast this devil of hell out of me right now. I'm going to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Did she get it? She got it. About 2 hours into it, I'll never forget her husband falling off of that chair onto the floor on his knees and put both hands up and said, God, I've been in church all my life and I ain't never heard these things this man's telling us about today. Never. So, I cast the devil out of her after she repented, commanded that beast to leave. She'd got all of her sins repented of. And then I prayed to her faith for her and I said, now you're healed. I got to go catch an airplane. She said, I'm going with you. Now see, it took her 3 hours that morning to get out of bed and put a set of clothes on. Because she said, I didn't want you to minister to me in the bed with my gown on. That told me she was a real lady. You know that? She was a real lady. She'd rather get up and put a suit of clothes on than, even though sick as she was on her deathbed, she'd take 3 hours to get out of bed and get dressed instead of letting me minister to her in bed. What a woman. That woman got up. She walked down them stairs, got in that car. We drove out to the airport, and I said, well, Judy, I'm sure you're exhausted since you haven't eaten anything in 3 weeks. Her intestines had been blocked. She hadn't eaten a bite of food in over 3 weeks. I said, so I'll run to the airplane. She said, no, my husband and I are going to walk you all the way to the gate. Now, that's back in the days before we'd been fooled with this terrorist nonsense. You know, that's when we still had a little bit of freedom. So they walked me all the way to gate and waved me off. I got on the airplane and left, praising God. They go back and get in their car. They drive down the street and she said, honey, right there is the best fried shrimp place in town. I'm healed. Stop there. I'm going to have a fried shrimp dinner tonight. Now, is that real faith? And that woman stopped in there, had a fried shrimp dinner, and Sunday morning about 8 o'clock she called me. She said, praise God, Brother Thurman. I stopped and had a fried shrimp dinner last night, and this morning everything in my body works perfect. That woman was healed. It's amazing what happens when we do what God says. But she was that woman. She had wasted away to skin and bones. Why had she wasted away to skin and bones? Because she had not heard. Her husband had not heard. God had been trying to get their attention, but they wouldn't listen. He's saying, I'm the deliverer. I'm the healer. But they're Baptist. And they don't believe that. So she's dying. We don't make it what we are, does it, Randy? Jesus didn't ask you if you was Baptist or Methodist or Catholic, did he? He didn't ask you nothing. He just said, repent, didn't he? And he heals you. Say, that's what he did to all of us that got healed. You know, when I prayed for Cheryl, my own lovely wife, now several years ago when she came to me with an incurable disease. He didn't ask her if she was a Baptist, Methodist, or non-denominational. He just said, repent. She repented. I prayed for her and God instantly healed her of a 30-year incurable disease. Isn't it wonderful? Hey, Jesus is awesome. Let's go see a couple more. They are at death's door. How many people do you know that are at death's door? They're at death's door. The angels of death wait for them. Now, how would you like for those guys to be at your door? You and me are young guys. We ain't ready for that death angel to come get us yet, are we? Maybe we get 150 or something. I don't know. I'll have to let them know by then or not. I ain't sure I'm ready to go at 150 or not. I mean, at 68, nearly 69 years old, if I can do what I can do today, I don't see any reason why I can't still do the same thing when I'm 120. You know, I just don't see any reason why I can't, you know. I mean, of course, we put in short days out there, you know. We don't work too long. We get up at just a little after daylight and start, and then we quit about midnight, you know. So I give a man plenty of time to put in a day. Right, Dave? No, we don't do that all the time, but we do. When we got a pinch like this, we do what we have to do to get the building built. And I will have to say, everybody, by the way, Jack, I'll have to tell you, they told me yesterday afternoon that you had called and wanted to know if you could help us. And I says, well, I mean, you know, it's already in afternoon. So I said, no, I'll just tell him that we got all the help we can need. Then later somebody said, you were already on your way out there. And I thought, good grief, if I'd have known that, next time somebody says, can I come out? Hey, I mean, if he'd only been there 2 hours, I could have put a shovel in his hand, you know. And I should have just said, come on. I don't care if you're an hour away, if you're only going to be here for 30 minutes, come on, we'll put you to work doing something. You know, so, I'm sorry. Look what happens after we're at death's door. And this is where we need to be. This is you and me. But if a special messenger. We need some of those, don't we, JC? But if a special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person. Now, we need people today in the church that can intercede. We need holy men and women of God.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.